Drivers for the Roaring Fork Transportation Authority, or RAFTA, will get paid more. They'll have more flexibility in scheduling shifts. This is thanks to a new 3-year contract the union, which represents RAFTA's drivers, negotiated with the company's management earlier this summer. Even though all RAFTA's drivers will receive the new benefits, only a third are dues-paying union members, because they don't have to be.
Everybody, Ruby Park, right?
David Holloway has driven for RAFTA for 4.5 years. He's not in the union. For all it's done for him, he thinks he could have gotten at least some of it on his own.
The door is always open to higher management. I've never had a door slammed in my face.
Other drivers agree.
You know, RAFTA's never done anything wrong for me to think I need help.
I've been there and done that with unions before.
Love the union, hate the union, hate to love the union will still work on behalf of all RAFTA drivers.
It's easy to object to the union when you're getting the benefits for free.
Jeff Sachs is an economics professor at CU Boulder. Colorado is a modified right-to-work state, meaning
if there's a union, it has to bargain for you, but you don't have to pay for it.
In other words, workers have no incentive to join the union and pay dues. RAFTA drivers in the union pay 1 hour of work per paycheck. This pays for the lawyers who negotiate the contracts. If you're not in the union, you can't vote during negotiations, but whatever they get, you get too, and you get it for free. Zach says right-to-work laws are effective at checking union power, or corroding it.
Where workers don't have to pay for union services, there are fewer unions.
Here in the Roaring Fork Valley, both RAFTA's union and the management say they're happy with the recent negotiations.
We gave RAFTA our goals. We had some vigorous conversations, to say the least.
This is Ed Cortez.
I'm the president of the Amalgamated Transit Union Local 1774 for Aspen in the Roaring Fork Valley.
He thinks the interests of the union and the management are aligned a lot of the time. Dan Blankenship, RAFTA's CEO, agrees.
In some ways, I think having the union has made management's life a little easier.
The union is made up of drivers, so they know what drivers want. Concerns and complaints are filtered through the union, Blankenship says.
By the time they get to us, there's some consensus about what the union would like to see happen.
Chris Anderson has been with RAFTA for a little over 4 years. He says he loves the job, and he's a proud union member.
They're always striving for more safety, job security, and of course money, cost of living increases.
Anderson is a union member because he believes in its power to get him more money and better benefits.
I know what I want, and I'm willing to pay for that.
If it benefits someone else who's not paying, that doesn't bother him too much.
I just kind of wish that they would also get on board and pay for what they're receiving.
Without laws requiring people to do that, the RAFTA union will likely continue to rely on a few to represent the many. Wyatt Orm, Aspen Public Radio News.